You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Wow. Apple is no longer number one. Incredible. At one point earlier this year, even just a few months ago, it looked like Apple was on its way to becoming the $3 trillion company. Nope. Not after today. They are, well, number two. Not in that sense. My gosh, I just mean in the listing. Saudi Arabian oil company Aramco has nudged into the first place slot. Congratulations to Saudi Aramco. They're worth $2.382 trillion. Apple is now worth $2.374 trillion. So while Tim Cook is, a little upset he's not in that number one placement anymore, he's still, doing okay at $2.374 trillion. And that's it, though. There's no more $2 trillion companies. Just Saudi Aramco and Apple. Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon were all, looking like Microsoft, I believe, was at one time in the $2 trillion. But no, they are $1.950 trillion today, number three. Alphabet is $1.5, Amazon $1.1. So that's it. Those are the trillion-dollar companies. Tesla is not in the trillion. Berkshire Hathaway, Meta, the Taiwanian, TSMC, and Johnson & Johnson. Those are the bottom of the top 10, and they are under $1 trillion. Wow. Amazing that these companies and these billionaires have lost a lot of money. The world's richest 500 people have lost more than $1 trillion in net worth this year, according to Bloomberg data. So, am I sad that Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg have each dropped by more than $50 billion? I mean, I'm bummed for them. It was fun talking about them. It's still fun talking about them. But, my net worth has shrunk as well. And it wasn't very big to begin with. So, I'll dry my eyes later that, they've lost $50 billion because they're still, okay. I'm sure that they may, and I don't know this for sure, but they may have to, cut back on the help a little bit. Maybe. I don't know. You know what? I don't know if it's gotten that bad. You don't want to cut back on the help. Not yet. I mean, no. Never mind. I during the pandemic, 100 million people were pushed into extreme poverty, around the world, according to the World Bank. And sure, during that time, the 10 richest people got $1.3 billion wealthier, but, each day, that's starting to slide away. So you're going to have to be okay. And look, that's a trickle-down effect, right? If Elon and Jeff and Mark have to cut back on the help, well, now there's jobs lost. And I don't want that to happen. But hopefully Tim Cook is doing okay today. Somebody ought to check in on him, make sure he's okay, since they are no longer number one. They are number two. I'll just leave it there. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat.
Hmm.
Okay, so I just read this story, and my eyes are amazingly wide open right now. So the headline of the story from the New York Times: butt lifts are booming. Healing is no joke. Now, I mean, obviously, we've talked about plastic surgery on this show a number of times. I mean, three cuts to clown face. That is my theory, my professional theory. But, we've talked about, actresses and other people that are getting butt lifts around the world and getting bad ones and, traveling out of the country because it's cheaper. And so, bad things happen. One of the things I didn't think about, though, was the rehab. So this story talks about when this particular person, Randy Wright, got a Brazilian butt lift in 2020, a complex surgery in which fat is liposuctioned from the abdomen or lower back or other fleshy parts and used to enlarge and shape the buttocks. She knew she couldn't afford the most expensive post-op care. She underwent the same procedure a year before, traveling from Atlanta, where she lived, to Miami, where the prices were lower and the options were abundant. For Wright, though, getting the surgeries alleviated the insecurity she felt about her body after having two children. Yeah, you can't. She changed my life, Wright said about her surgeon, bringing a finger to the inner corner of her eye to catch a tear. I could not present myself anywhere in the body that I was in. After her surgery, though, she needed somewhere to stay and be cared for during the first 2 weeks. I mean, that's the most painful part of the recovery, don't you know? So the outpatient facilities to which hospitals sometimes refer people can be a tad costly. And that was just out of the question for Randy. She could go it alone, rent a hotel room where she could convalesce in private and sustain herself on room service. And we've talked a lot about that. A lot of Hollywood types do that. They get the work done. They get a hotel room. We've had some that have had bad things happen because they're rehabbing from some kind of surgery and they're in the hotel room and they don't have anybody to take care of them. They just figured they would ride it out themselves and live on room service, which, is not that bad of a plan unless you need help. But Randy found a world of recovery houses on Instagram, of all places. Many of them decorated in a millennial pink, hyper-feminine aesthetic, where she would be healing alongside other women who had just gone through the same procedure. And they'd be cared for by a team of women who would cook for her, dress her wounds, and monitor her progress until she was well enough to catch a flight back home to Atlanta. She chose one of the recovery houses and had such a positive experience that she said, "Hey, you know what I should do is start one of these recovery houses myself." Now that is America right there. That is making your own American dream. So within months of leaving, she became the new owner of Dream Body Recovery in Miami. Three rooms that can accommodate up to six clients. Yeah, you're not going to get a private room. Okay, now that's going to cost you a little bit more. Being part of this journey with other ladies, knowing how it changed my life, that's my why. I just love to see the transition and the growth. Oh, my gosh. It's such an uplifting story. Now, Katira Northup, 20, an exotic dancer from Providence, Rhode Island. And Trenicia Phillips, 27, from Waynesboro, Georgia, recovered from BBLs. Those are the Brazilian butt lifts for you uninitiated at the Enchantress. She was wearing a binder around her midsection to keep the area flat and soothe a burn, she said the lipo caused. Oh, all right. Phillips is wearing a faja, F-A-J-A, No, it's not called
Amorphophallus.
It's a waist trainer-like garment worn to compress the midsection and lift the buttocks. Dream Body Recovery is one of the countless recovery houses that have cropped up in Miami, which has become the heartbeat of the BBL boom in the United States. The average price of a BBL? $5,000. That's according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. But when I spoke to Dr. Angelo Kuzlina, a cosmetic surgeon in Tulsa, Oklahoma, why would you have an office in Tulsa? He estimated the cost of the procedure in which patients receive high-quality care to range from $6,000 to $15,000. Patients in Miami can get a butt lift. Patients in Miami can get that butt-enhancing procedure for well below that price. However, many choose to spend the money saved on additional procedures, like liposuction in the arms and the thighs. Well, of course, a client at Dream Body Recovery, the day after her surgery, she had a BBL as well as liposuction on the arms, the abdominal area, flanks, and back. In 2021, there were 61,387 buttocks augmentations, which include both implants and fat grafting. This according to the Aesthetic Society, which is a professional organization and advocacy group of board-certified plastic surgeons. Yeah, because they're not all plastic surgeons, if I remember correctly. Some are cosmetic surgeons. Huh. Wonder what would be the difference. Oh, plastic surgeons are required to have years more surgical training than cosmetic surgeons. Oh, all right. But you can get that BBL done cheaper with the old cosmetic surgeon. Oh my gosh, it's just amazing. Now, it's called the Brazilian butt lift, and it's called that not really because it was invented in Brazil, but you think of Brazilian women having, like, you know, perky butts, bigger butts. That was from Michael Schlauzhauer. Is, you know, called Dr. Miami is his name. Thank you, Dr. Miami. And of course, American women are traveling to places like Colombia and the Dominican Republic and Mexico seeking even cheaper surgical and recovery options. Yeah, competition breeds lower prices. Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. That's incredible. There's a story here about a lady, 25, a nurse. There's no one in the story that's a man. I'm a little hurt. Iman Ingram, 25, a nurse's assistant who lives in Detroit, traveled to Miami to get a BBL and Lipo 360, a procedure that removes fat from all areas of the midsection because she wants to open a beauty bar in Southfield. That's just outside of Detroit. If I hold up the map here, you see this is Detroit and Southfield. It's like you don't even move the finger. And thought that a new body would help her succeed. In the world that we live in, that is the look. Especially if you have certain goals and aspirations for yourself. Oh, because Ingram traveled with her mother, she would be, who would be at high risk of COVID, so she chose to stay at a recovery house. She paid $2,200 for a 9-night hotel stay, hired a home health aide and masseuse. That first day was terrible. The pain from the massage was just horrible. But the nurse said, hey, you're doing good. You didn't pass out. You didn't cry. So I guess I did fine. Everyone says that you should wait because your body doesn't fully come into and fully come in until you're like 30, and I'm 20. Why am I going to wait until I'm 30 though to be snatched? That's just stupid. I'm an exotic dancer from Rhode Island, okay? And I want to feel fully confident to be able to get a loan, start a business. And this is something that's really a thing that needs to happen, because it needs to happen for women. This is, I think, one of my favorite new lines. For women perpetually left on the fringes of the beauty landscape. I know that I am on the fringes of the beauty landscape, but don't you dare call me ugly. Don't do it. But I love the fact that this, we're building American dreams. These recovery houses, they stay in it. I mean, it's amazing. They have a bunch of pay. Look, most recovery houses offer transportation services following surgery, often a minivan with the passenger seats reclined to make space for inflatable mattresses where patients who are not supposed to sit down or lie on their backsides for at least 2 to 4 weeks can lie on their stomachs during the ride. When they arrive, the beds they've booked, usually 2 to a room, cost anywhere from $80 to $400 a night. Some recovery houses have nurses on site who can check vitals and provide massages that they claim will help in the healing. This is amazing. She paid $7,500 for the liposuction and the BBL and considers it a good investment. And she appreciated that on her 11th day at the house, they served lobster for dinner. Isn't that something? Yeah, I know. One lady said she got the lipo 360 procedure, and when she woke up, the doctor promised that we'll have you back home to your 10-month-old. When she woke up from anesthesia, she recalls saying, "Thank you, God," over and over again. "Thank you, God. Thank you, God." And the staff was like, "Shh, shh, shh. Hey, you're scaring the patients in the waiting room." We don't want the other patients to hear you thanking God, okay? I am in love with this. And this is a good idea. To start a recovery house, I got to see if this is something that happens here in DFW. Because, I mean, I really don't want to move to Miami. But, I mean, I love Florida. I do love Florida. I'm just not a real big fan of Miami. But you know why I'm not a fan of Miami? Because I'm perpetually left on the fringes of the beauty landscape. So if you, like me, are perpetually left on the fringes of the beauty landscape, I mean, there you go. There's lower cost BBLs to be had. And you know you want one. You know you do. I don't know that I recommend you getting that butt lift today. If you're listening live, it is Friday the 13th. I know. So it's maybe not a butt lift day. You don't want a butt lift on Friday the 13th. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. There's not a full moon. We don't get another Friday the 13th with a full moon until, I think, 2049. The last one we had was in 2019. And, you know, it reoccurs about every 20 years. So, okay. I mean, you're going to be here on 2049 for the full moon on Friday the 13th. And I see the distribution of Friday the 13th distribution of the 13th day per weekday over 4,800 months, which is 400 years. There are more Friday the 13ths than any day. Okay. So I don't know what that means, but you know, if you're superstitious at all, just, you know, do whatever you normally do to make yourself safe on Friday the 13th. We do have an asteroid coming by this weekend. It's not on the 13th. It's going to happen on Sunday, the May 15th. Don't forget, you know, it's the one that they keep saying, it's the size of the Empire State Building. You know, asteroid 388945. 2008 TZ3, and it's going to make a close approach to our planet, Earth. It's going to be traveling about 18,000 miles per hour. It should pass around 5:18 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Now, I wouldn't worry about it too much. It's about 3.5 million miles away. Now, the only reason that we're keeping it flagged and kind of care is because, remember, if an asteroid comes within 4.65 million miles and is over a certain size, it's considered potentially hazardous by, you know, space agencies. So if something happens, you know, a strong wind comes up, you never know. You could get hit by asteroid 388945 in parentheses 2008 TZ3, and you know that would not be good. I would not recommend that. I hope that that doesn't happen. So just keep your head up on Sunday afternoon, and you may get a look at the old 388945 as it zips by 3.5 million. miles away. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Oh. So good. It's just art. Leave her alone. So what that Madonna's got trees, plants, and even bugs crawling out of her private parts? It's the release of her digital NFTs, and the project, you know, is, well, people are, you know, criticizing it. But it's just art, okay? And it's for charity. Now, so Madonna teamed up with artist Beeple for the collection. It depicts a 3D cartoon version of herself and various things like centipedes and flowers blooming out of her vagina. And hey, it's really important for people to know that a lot of thought and conversation went into creating these videos. Did they? She further defended the NFT collection by saying she's simply doing what women have done for thousands of years: give birth. She's just doing it to nature and art. And if people don't understand that, so be it. I mean, she posted, her Instagram post was, I give birth to an urban, burned-out, post-apocalyptic masterpiece. And so it's all for art. The Madonna NFT vagina artwork. So leave her alone, okay? She's Madonna. She's turning 64 this year, and she's just having a little bit of fun. All right? Leave her alone. And just a reminder, and I mean, I didn't know this, so I apologize, but hip-hop superstar Kendrick Lamar released his new album overnight. I know, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. It's his first album in more than 5 years. It's his fifth studio album. It's the follow-up to his 2017's Damn, which went 7 times platinum. So I'm guessing that this one is going to do pretty good as well. Just me, though. He's a 14-time Grammy winner. Wow. I mean, congratulations. This guy is creating. Wow. I mean, holy cow. His 2017 opus netted a Pulitzer, the first for a non-jazz or classical album, and was ranked 175 on Rolling Stone's Greatest Albums of All Time. His projects in the 5 years since have included producing the Black Panther soundtrack, which won him 2 Grammys, his acting debut, and more. Whew. So he's got a new album out anyway. Good for him. Congratulations. So we've got the Depp Heard trial. Heard, just Johnny Depp. The Johnny Depp trial. It's back up and running next week. So remember, the judge had to go to some beach trip or some conference that she had to go to this past week. So they're back up and running next week. And also, I read a story where they're talking about Ellen Barkin and Amber Heard's sister, and Johnny Depp may return to the stand. Barkin and Heard's sister may return, go to the stand. Remember when they left, the judge said that you only have so much time left. The defense, You have 35 hours and 6 minutes of their allotted time, and the defense has used 36 hours and 31 minutes. Depp's side has 26 hours and 9 minutes remaining. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. That's what they've used. So they've used 26. They have 26 hours and 9 minutes remaining. Heard has 24 hours and 44 minutes remaining. Incredible that they're, you know, they've got the time frame. And she said, once your time is up, your time is up. So, okay. We'll see how that goes. Once your time is up, your time is up. And that's the way it goes. I want to get this thing wrapped up and done by Memorial Day. Okay. Let's see what happens. We'll see how many people we can get on the stand in that amount of time and have them questioned and cross-examined. But it should be interesting. It should be interesting. And for those of you wondering, you know, Jeff, you remember when you said Johnny Depp would be back up and running in a couple of years? Yeah, and that will happen. I see today where Kevin Spacey is creeping back into film, doing some historical drama, working over in it's historical drama 1242. Which is joint UK, Hungarian, and Mongolian production. Spacey will play Cardinal Cesarini, a representative of the Pope who arrives at the Hungarian fort of Esztergom, just as Genghis Khan's grandson, Batu, prepares to launch a final assault that could potentially pave the way for an invasion of Europe. Filming to begin this October in Mongolia. So he's creeping back. That's what happens. You get a little slap on the wrist, and then you're back, baby. That's what's going to happen for Johnny. Oh, and who died today? Who died today? Well, she didn't die today, but Naomi Judd, we do know now that she did die of a self-inflicted firearm wound. That's the way Ashley Judd described it. She didn't shoot herself. She didn't just shoot herself. She died at the age of 75 on April 30th, 2022, from a self-inflicted firearm wound. So rest in peace, Naomi Judd. And as always, if you please get help. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 800-273-8255. Okay. If you need help, get help. And it's always available at the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 800-273-8255. The disease of mental illness touches everyone. And absolutely get help. How you're feeling is not really... Well, it is how you're feeling, but it's not really how you're feeling. I'm not the lifeline. I am not the lifeline, okay? So don't be pushing up on me. You call the real people that can help you, all right, at the 800-273-8255. Because you call me, I might put you on hold, and you don't want that. Jeff, that's not even funny. Well, you know. Oh, well. Someone did actually die, though. Bob Lanier, 73 years of age. Bob Lanier, the big NBA basketball player. Hello, the left-handed big man. Played all through the 70s. He's one of the NBA's top players in the 70s. And I think he even played into the 80s. To be honest, I'm trying to think. He was the number one overall pick. He led Detroit and drafted Lanier, and he was one of the greats, man. And anyway, he passed away at 73 years of age. So the Hall of Famer, Bob Lanier, passed away of bladder cancer. Wow. Whew, sad.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I see where everybody is using the Rich Strike uplifting stories now to feel good and, you know, believe in yourself. Last year, a two-year-old colt finished dead last in his first race. Disappointed, his owners placed him in a claiming race where anyone could take the ownership of a horse for a fee. An older man claims the colt after missing his chance to claim another horse he wanted. He says it's his last attempt to find some success in the racing industry. The colt wins by 17 lengths, and his new owner is encouraged. But in the races that follow, he finishes third twice, fourth once, fifth once. His owner still believes him, though. This year, 2022, is the colt's only chance to race in a major thoroughbred race, which are limited to three-year-olds. The day before the Kentucky Derby, the field of horses is already full. But then, at the last moment, a famous trainer scratches. The colt takes his place in a field of 20 horses just 30 seconds before the entry deadline. He is in the game. He has a chance, but all the metrics and predictors are against him. Neither his owner, his trainer, nor his jockey has ever been associated with any horse in the Kentucky Derby. His jockey has never won a major event. They are outsiders and newbies in an elite hallway arena. On the morning of the race, his odds of winning are set at 80-1, the second longest odds in Derby history. Halfway around the track, the colt is 16 horses back from the lead. He can't even be seen in the field of view of the drone camera flying above the race. He is a nobody, a throwaway, an inconsequential participant. But then, he makes his move. He begins working his way through the crowded pack, finding a few narrow, fleeting opportunities to improve his position. As they head toward the finish line, he is moved up to fifth, then fourth. Still, no one notices him. No one mentions him. Everyone's attention is still focused on the battle between the two famous front runners. Coming up on the inside. Oh my goodness, the longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby! The moral of the story. Where there is life, there is hope. Anything is possible. Believe in yourself, and don't let anyone count you out. Persistence and determination beat the odds. And while that's true, what happened afterward is what's concerning me. The Derby winner, the jockey, has a string of offenses, including providing false and altered documents, so he's not able to race, and he's not able to race for a little while. The trainer, Eric Reed, has asked about alleged Kamala Harris tweet. He made a joke on Twitter. You can't do that anymore. Oh, man. He made a joke on Twitter. Sebastian Gorka tweeted, so what exactly are Kamala's qualifications? And one of the 2,133 replies at the time of this screenshot, Eric Reed was one of them, and he said, heard, and he just typed in, heard she's good on her knees, and off it went. Same day, just a reply, being funny. Oh my gosh. You can't have that. How much hate do you have inside of you for doing that? And now we find out that the Kentucky Derby winner, Rich Strike, will not be at the Preakness. So there's no way to even give it a shot for the Triple Crown. No, we've decided that the Preakness is not for us. And we, you know, look, we weren't going to race the Preakness anyway. And we've decided, yeah, okay, that's enough. We're just going to take a break. That was our plan all along. We're just going to take the break, and then it's okay. Sorry, don't feel bad for us. That was our plan all along. Was it? I guess so. That's what they say. A couple headlines for you to know before we get out of here. I have so much today. Just, did you know that Jacob Blake, from you know, the Kenosha police officer who shot Jacob, and he's, you know, from the domestic incident, he was in his car, reaching in his car, he's partially paralyzed now, sparked citywide protests sparked protests, I would say even nationwide, but for sure citywide. And the police officer has already been cleared of any wrongdoing, but he was still suing the police officer. Yeah, he's going to go ahead and just drop that lawsuit against the police officer now. Huh. Now, I don't know if they made a settlement. I just know that the lawsuit is now dropped. Huh. That's strange how that happens. Trump has sold his Washington hotel to a Miami-based investor group, and they are busy as quick as they can lickety-split. We're going to get that Trump name off of that hotel. You got me? I want that gone. We're rebranding it a Waldorf Astoria, and they were removing that signage lickety-split. So apparently they sold for $375 million, private transaction. Looks like whatever the deal was, he made about $100 million on the deal. That's not a bad deal. Know what I'm saying? I saw this headline early on as I was walking in today, and I thought, I've got to read more about this, and I haven't. So I apologize. I'm going to give you the headline. When I read more about it, we'll talk more about it next week. Scientists secretly creating hybrid monkeys called humanzees. Is it humanzees or humanzees? Humanzees. To be super soldiers. So, I mean, I guess there's a secret laboratory that has projects to breed humanzees, the man-ape super soldier, and it's been going on for years. So let me read about this and see if it's actually real. But it sure sounds like it. I mean, it's on the internet, so it has to be real, right? Look in the sky. It's a bird, a plane. No, it's Humanzi, the man ape. And China has discovered a dinosaur egg, 66 million years old, and they have the embryos still in them. So, I mean, there's a lot of dinosaur eggs out there, but those carrying embryos are extremely rare. So I just want to remind you that, you know, be careful. Now, these types of stories are coming out, and we've got the Jurassic Park movie coming out really soon, right? Yeah, June 10th. So it is surprising that we're getting Jurassic Park-like stories released now as we get closer to the Jurassic Park final movie release. Maybe it's just me, though. And I may have to get myself a new Pixel phone from Google. I was looking at some of their releases that they have, and they're developing their own hardware. And I like the Pixel 6a, which is only $449, according to Google. They use lower-end cameras, though, and forgoes some niceties to come in hundreds of dollars cheaper than the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro. Has a smaller screen than the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro, which some may see as a feature rather than a drawback. They have the $199 Pixel Buds Pro, the noise cancellation. And I don't think they're going to be as good as the as my Raycons. I'm not going to give them a shot. Google offered the first look at the Pixel Watch. They've got the Pixel 7, Pixel 7 Pro, which has the Google Tensor chip. They have the Pixel tablet coming out sometime next year. Holy cow. One of the things that they did talk about that was pretty cool is that they have these prototype AR glasses that allow people to speak different languages and look at one another while seeing the translation on the display of the glasses. Kind of cool. They also have an AI test kitchen online that's going to allow people to see some of the capabilities of the new machine learning models. We'll have to talk about that. I got to log on and check that out. They've got, they're adding 24 languages. The Chrome browser will create virtual credit card numbers. They say that when people shop online, this potentially reduces fraud. I'm not real sure how that will work, but if it reduces fraud, good. They have an update to Google Wallet that's going to support digital state driver's licenses, which is like the what Apple does for the iPhone. And they also have more immersive view of cities and restaurant mapping, starting with a handful of cities, which is really cool. And it gives you the feel of places. They use, what's the term that they, it's more immersive and intuitive map, and a more, an update on eco-friendly routing. And it lets you see the place that you're at, and it makes you get a feel for the place that you're going to. It's going to roll out, in Los Angeles, London, New York, San Francisco, and Tokyo later this year, with more cities coming. So, kind of cool. And I know Apple dropped down to number two, and Alphabet, Google is down the list of the trillion-dollar companies. But those of you that listen to this show on Apple, thank you for the reviews. I saw one review, a five-star review. You should, actually it should be 20 stars. Best podcast ever was the original rule. But I understand. I got it. You can only really do five stars. But you can comment 20 stars. Best podcast ever. Action Patriot with five stars says, subscribe while it's still free. That's a good idea. This podcast is so good, it's a crime to get it for free. Yes! But, I'm working hard every day to keep it free. And now this particular post says, I would pay $1 million for this podcast. Dear Action Patriot, chewingthefatattheblaze.com. Email me. We can work something out. I have Tar 41 saying the other day I was listening to another podcast. What was I thinking? Well, of course, you were listening to other podcasts. Everybody listens to other podcasts. I'm happy that you are. The more voices, the better. I want to be one of those voices. And when someone asked me what I was listening to, I answered without hesitation, Chewing the Fat. Yes, that is the rule. That's what you're supposed to do. If you're a subscriber to this show, and if you're listening to this right now and you're not a subscriber, my gosh. I mean, I know we all like free stuff, but I mean, now you're just a freeloader. Nobody likes a freeloader, so subscribe. Pick a platform, whichever one warms the little innards inside of you, and become a subscriber, okay? And one of the rules is, when you're listening, you're out and about, and you're listening to others, whatever you're listening to, doesn't matter, music, I don't care what you're listening to. I know that you're going to listen to other stuff. I'm happy about that, as I just said. But if asked, hey, what are you listening to? As a subscriber of Chewing the Fat, the rule is you have to say, I'm Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. So, them's the rules. Anyway, thank you so much for, there's just a couple of quick reviews on people who listen to the show on Apple. Thank you for listening to Chewing the Fat. Well, it's Friday, so that means it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from four, count them, one, two, three, four headlines. One of them is not true. That's What's the Lie? Welcome to our contestant CTF listener extraordinaire.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
El cliente de servicio móvil al que llama no se encuentra disponible. Favor de intentar más tarde.
Message 1. US01LV.
Alrighty, there must be some sort of medical emergency, so let's pick someone from the audience. Corby, welcome to What's the Lie?
Thanks, Jeffy. It's great to be back.
Are you ready to play What's the Lie, where you have four headlines, one of them not real, one of them is a lie?
Yeah, I guess so.
Headline number one, and you need to settle down. We've already had a medical emergency here today once, so you need to relax, okay? I don't want a second one today. Headline number one, man accused of killing his wife wins GOP primary from jail. Headline number two, makers of Friskies cat food announced they will retool and begin to make baby food until the shortage is over. Headline number three, Dolly Parton and Doja Cat team up with Taco Bell for Mexican Pizza the Musical on TikTok. Headline number four, Canadian Member of Parliament regrets calling into debate from the toilet. Those are your four headlines. One of them is a lie. Man accused of killing his wife wins GOP primary from jail. Makers of Friskies cat food announced they will retool and begin to make baby food until shortage is over. Dolly Parton and Doja Cat team up with Taco Bell for Mexican Pizza the Musical on TikTok. Canadian Member of Parliament regrets calling into debate from the toilet. Corby, those are your four headlines. Have you figured out which one is the lie?
I'm going to go with the cat food.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. Yes, you are correct. Wow, it must be your lucky day. We had a medical emergency, which moved one contestant out and moved you in, and now you've answered correctly. You have won a brand new...
Wait, but you didn't say what I won.
Thanks for listening to What's the Lie. What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. If you'd like to be a contestant, email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXX, II.
I don't know why I keep showing up for these things.
And subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.